Blog Talk Radio.
Woman versus the strange man. Have you played into either of their hands? Within the scriptures, it can be found the following verses relating to the wicked woman and the strange man. There's a verse that states, "All wickedness is but little to the wickedness of a woman." All wickedness. All would mean the totality of wickedness. Didn't say some. It said all. All wickedness is little. So if there are an enormous amount of wickedness within the world, this scripture is inferring and clearly stating all wickedness is but little to the wickedness of a woman. Pretty deep. Pretty deep. The scripture also says, bring a stranger home with you, and he will start trouble and estrange you from your family, your own family. Bring a stranger home with you, and he will start trouble. Not just start trouble. And is a connector. Estrange you means put a distance in, a wedge, space, from your own family. Family. Let me go a little bit further and read you some other scriptures. Now remember, all the scriptures are not in the Bible, and the Bible doesn't contain all the scriptures. Those scriptures can be found in Ecclesiastes, not Ecclesiastics. This is Ecclesiastes with a U.S., the book that some Bibles do not hold this canon, but it does belong in there, and, you know, it was taken and decided not to be included by a council that gets together and changes things and different things of that nature. Let me read you some more scriptures. The wiles of the wicked woman. Does this sound familiar? Do you know her? Are you looking in the mirror and saying, that fits me? Is she next to you now? Did you ever confront her? If you have not, maybe within the future, this can be a pocketbook for you. The wiles of the wicked woman. She speaks emptiness She is always looking for mistakes. What does that mean? She speaks emptiness. She is always looking for mistakes. Emptiness. Emptiness has so many meanings. Does that mean she speaks without fullness, without passion? What does it mean her words are just words? Does not carry. That's up for debate. But this next line, she is always looking for mistakes. Is that meaning she's looking for mistakes to the degree, the mistakes of the person that she's trying to will into her ways, or mistakes of the world? Sharpening the words that come from her mouth, and she flatters men with nonsense and leads them to uselessness. So she flatters men with nonsense and leads them to uselessness. So that means that the man merely is nothing as he is with her, or becomes less when he couples himself with her, and he's flattered with her nonsense. Her heart sets traps, and her kidneys cast nets. Her eyes have been invaded by evil. Her hands have a tight grip on the pit. The pit. Her feet come down to do evil and only walks towards crime. Her thighs are the foundation of the dark, and many sins are under her skirt. She is the gloom of night. Her clothes are dreary night. Her jewelry is drenched in evil. Her couches are beds of corruption. Ditches of hell. She resides within the heart of the night. Amidst the everlasting flames, she does not associate with those who shine. That is a very deep statement. She does not associate with those who shine. She is the beginning of all paths to evil. She will ruin all those who possess her. And destruction will come to those who take hold of her. Meaning, in my opinion, anyone that possesses her, takes her in, she will ruin. That did not just say men. She will ruin all those who possess her. And destruction will come to those who take hold of her. So if you hold her, destruction ultimately lies. Her ways and wiles are roads to sin. Her trail has always led to wickedness. Her paths are evil and full of wrongdoing. And through her doorway is hell. Never ending. Her eyes dart here and there, looking for a virtuous man to catch. In importance, virtuous man to catch. virtuous man. Not too many virtuous men out here. So she's choosing. In the night, she leads the man astray. The just man to make unjust. She causes the meek to rebel against God and turn their steps away from justice. It is sounding as if this woman, wickedness, comes out at night and she uses her body. It's stated, and many sins are under her skirt. Let's look at the strange man. Bring a stranger home with you, and he will start trouble. Do not bring any man home with you, for many are the traps of the crafty, like a decoy. Such is his heart. Like a spy, he watches for your downfall. So, there are many traps of a crafty stranger. He uses soothing words, in my opinion, I'm deciphering it, as a decoy as to what's really in his quote-unquote basket, which is his heart. Like a spy is stated, he watches for your downfall. That means he's looking for vulnerability, in my opinion. The slanderous stranger twists good into evil. This slanderous stranger, slanderous, means that he will attempt to defamate your character, slander, and twist your good into evil. For what you do good, he will twist it into evil. He will cast a slur on what deserves most praise. So he will cast a slur on what deserves most praise. So whatever you try to do that is praiseworthy, he will try to slur it, slander it, the stranger. He holds a heart full of glowing coals, started from a single spark. Not as deep. He holds a heart full of glowing coals. It's hot. From a single spark. Something in his treacherous eye. And this sinner lurks for the chance to spill blood. So this stranger is lurking for the chance to harm. Hurt to the point she's hurt in reference to spilling blood. Beware of this scoundrel and his evil contrivances. He's a scoundrel, a slime, dirty, beneath a man and his evil ways. Again, beware of the scoundrel and this evil contrivance in case he puts a smear on you forever, saying that this stranger is so corrupt that he could smear her forever. That's deep. Forever. Like Bernie Mac said, take the four off, and that's a long time. If you do a good deed, know for whom you are doing it. So it means that you might do a good deed, but make sure you know who you're doing it, because you got to be careful of a stranger. No good will come to this man who persists in evil. So even if he's going from stranger home to stranger home, no good is going to come to him. So it's best to remove yourself. There's no such thing as redemption in this boundless stranger. Refuse him bread. Do not give him any. It might make him stronger than you are. Then you will be repaid evil twice done over for all the good you had done him. That is deep. It states, refuse him bread, meaning do not give him. Now remember something. A lot of scripture says, take this. This is my body. And I give it unto you. And what do? They eat the bread. So, do not give yourself to this stranger. It might make him stronger than you. That is deep. Because what you give him from you makes him stronger than you. That will tell you that the strength is within you. And you're only weakening yourself. And he will repay you evil twice over. The evil he normally do, he'll do it twice as much to you. For all the good you had done him. Distrust the wicked. Make thorough inquiry. Small among winged creatures is the bee, but her produce is the sweetest of the sweets. So, you may be small, but that produce, like the bee, is the sweetest of the sweets. And that's your strength. And giving this stranger your strength only dooms you. He will hoodwink you, smile at you, and raise your hopes. He will speak to you with smooth words. Until he has cleaned you out two or three times over. And he will finish by making you look ridiculous. Damn, that's all I can say. The wiles of the wicked woman. And the strange man. And I played a little bit of two songs, Poison and Danger. One is poisonous, one is dangerous. And yet at the same time, they both can be considered dangerous and poisonous. Wickedness. Has that been in your life? Are you familiar with these two villains? A little bit scary. Because I don't think these are characters of yesterday. I think it's very symbolic of today. I'm going to use an example. Bo a young black girl. And an old white man. Young black girl. She dates this guy. Stranger. He was a complete stranger. And her trust in him has literally basically destroyed her. Who was this young black girl? Bobby Christina Brown. Bobby Christina Brown. Met a stranger. I mean, this is an example. Just, you know, saying how this is not a folklore that this happens today. And so, the daughter of Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown. This guy got her doing certain things. She lets him into her house, which is also your temple, not just a building. She's about, I don't know how old she was, maybe 16, 17. She just turned 18. And he talks her into doing all type of stuff that's against her nature. Then he coerces a child, because basically anyone under 18 is a child, into harming herself through behavior that is not conducive to her growth. And basically that's drugs. And all the while he gets her to do it, he's snapping pictures with an evil intent in mind. She doesn't know that. He continues to bed this man. Then he puts the pictures all. He sold the pictures and they went national now. She's very distraught. She's building herself to get herself better, but the wickedness, not just of the woman, but of the world, is that these were pictures of a child being manipulated, and adults and others are ridiculing her instead of being therapeutic. Young black woman. Young black woman. The stranger she let in her home. Maybe many can relate. The wickedness of the woman. Talking about older white man. Well, I'm not even going to name him. No, but we all know there's this man in the news. And the reason why I just said I'm not going to name him, because you know what? He has a known drug problem. But he's not getting the slack that they're giving to Bobby Christina. And so it's not even worth mentioning his name. I'm using for an example, though, of the fact that the wickedness of the woman that he found in the night, flattered by her nonsense, and now she has set out to destroy him and has contributed to his downfall heavily. And death is around him. Death is clearly around him. Death doesn't always mean to be dead, but you can be living dead. But death, in the fact that as he knew life to be, has ceased from existing.
Mm-hmm.
So, these villains, can you relate? These words is not just folklore. Fables, something nicely written. No. Not at all. This is reality. That evil is lurking. You know, I was making a point to someone, and I've noticed. And my opinion, I think there's more evilness in this world than there is good. I think that the wickedness of the woman can be found in the strength. And I think that the strange man can be found in the wickedness of a woman. So strange women can be just as wicked, and strange men can be just as wicked. Meaning the wicked woman doesn't have to always be someone blatantly clear. And the strange man might not always be so unfamiliar. You just don't know that the stranger lurks within him. Meaning, who you thought him to be in reality did not exist. I think scriptures are so on point. I really, really do. And I think this says a lot. Because both have the power to destroy mentally, physically, spiritually. And it's very serious. I think it's very serious. Because what is the effect on that wicked woman and that strange man if they had children in their midst? That's the... And I ask that because recently somebody opened my eyes to something I didn't even know I should have been seeing. And we talked for hours. And he told me, he said, because I didn't understand a lot of stuff that I thought I knew. And he said, when you're trying to understand someone and their situation, look through their eyes and not yours. And so when I look through their eyes and not mine, and not my own eyes, I was stunned. I was shocked at what I saw. The wickedness of the woman and the strangeness of the man can be very detrimental to children. And we know that it is very godly to be childlike, and that means innocent. Wow. It's really something to think about. Yeah, it really is. Dangerous poison of the wicked woman and the strange man. And if you accost them, think twice and then think again.